How much do you need to invest in BRRR? I'm going to break it down on this episode. Plus, here it is. Download your copy to my 21 rent-to-rent objections guide. Link in the description. Enjoy the episode. I'm Simon, and a few years ago, I decided I wanted to make a change. I wanted to create a passive reoccurring income to support me and my family today and a legacy for the future. Fast forward 2 years and I've managed to generate over £10,000 worth of monthly passive income. All from property. I've set up the business, scaled the business, and now I've systemized the business to free up my time. So join me to find out how I've done it, how others are doing it every day, and how you can do it too. Simon here, and today we're going to be talking about how much money you need to invest in your BRRs, okay? I'm going to be breaking down what expenses to take into account, how best to do this, what finance to use, and how you should be reinvesting your rent-to-rent cash flow into assets that you own for the long term. That sounds good. You're in the right place. And if you're interested in rent-to-rent, you're in the best place in the world right now, I would say, because I've got a special treat. I have released my ultimate guide to overcoming rent-to-rent objections. That's right, 21 of the most common objections I've heard over the last few years, what they really mean. Because guess what? Prospects tend to lie and people say things to protect your feelings. So I break down exactly what they really mean when they say these objections. And of course, I then go into exactly how I overcome them time and time again so that you can do the same. This guide is guaranteed to improve your success rate, whether you're brand new to rent to rent or whether you've got multiple deals. There's objections here that are gonna help you, I promise. So if that sounds like a bit of you, check out the link in the description of this podcast. I'll post a link, go download it. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Instagram at Simon Smith Online. And also, if there's any objections I've missed, go over to Instagram, find today's podcast post and comment on there so we can start the conversation. So BRRs, you know, this is when we're buying property, we're refurbing it, okay? We're refinancing it to pull our money out. And some people like to say rent in that. That's why some people have 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 2 hours. There's even an R for recycle, I believe. But essentially what you're trying to do is prove the income, add massive value so that you can refinance, pull all your money out and go again and again and again. So first things first, if you've got less than 20, 30K right now, it's probably not going to be for you, okay? Unless you're able to use other people's money, you're not really going to have enough capital to do a BRR right now. So rent to rent is probably going to be the best strategy right now for you to raise cash. If you've got 50, 60 grand, it might seem like you've got enough for a BRR. But to the same degree, when I look back, I started off with a property purchase and ran out of money more quickly than I think I would have if I would have got a few rent to rents first, because I could have got the cash flow building before I then committed to a purchase. But look, disclaimer, I don't give legal advice. I don't give mortgage advice. These are just my experiences. But the key thing with rent to rent is most of my deals are 3 to 5 years. So at some point, you're going to potentially have to renew the deal or you may lose the deal. So what I'm trying to do is safeguard my income by making sure that I acquire some of my rent to rent properties as purchase, and I acquire a few other properties as I go along so that as I give back certain rent to rent deals, I've replaced the cash flow. So I've got the long-term cash flow and of course, The great thing about owning property is you also benefit from the capital appreciation, i.e. the value increase. And property prices tend to increase every 10 years. They tend to double historically. So, you know, it's a great way of sort of, you know, having your cash flow for today, but then also having lumps of cash for later that you can cash in for whatever reasons you choose. So, yeah, if you've got 20, 30 grand, probably not for you. If you've got 50, 60 grand, could be for you, but just think carefully. A lot of it will depend on where you're based, okay? So in my area, you can get sort of two up, two downs for, you know, somewhere in between 80 grand in the less desirable areas, all the way up to around 200 grand in the nicer areas, I would say. So in terms of financing something like that, you're going to need to either be able to buy it outright, which is not easy, but the benefit of buying it outright is that you've not got a mortgage, you can move quickly, and then you can refinance it as soon as the refurb's essentially done. Second option is you can bridge finance, okay? And bridging, you know, does what it says on the tin. It's basically a bridge, a short-term finance solution for you to purchase the property, do the refurb, and then bridge onto the correct mortgage product. And then the final way of doing this is through the correct mortgage, okay? Not every mortgage is going to be suitable for this, so speak to a professional broker. But mortgages, you're going to need around 25% of the purchase, bridging sometimes a little bit more, and obviously cash, you're going to need the lot. So let's take an example of a 100 grand property. You know, on a bridge, you might need around 30 grand plus, you know, certain extra fees. On a mortgage, you'll need 25% cash, as I said, all of it. So let's just, you know, let's just go for a mortgage right now and say 25%. The next expense you're going to need when purchasing a property, it doesn't matter which way you're doing it, is the legals. And they are typically around £1,500. That's for your searches, for a survey, for the solicitor, and a few other expenses that are rolled into that process. So you've got, you know, say 25% for the deposit, £1,500 for the legals. And then you might be looking at a few hundred pounds for your broker. Next thing to take into consideration is stamp duty, depending on the property purchase price, whether it's your first or second property, and whether you're buying it in a personal name or limited company. So they should be the main expenses you'll need to actually purchase the property. And then, of course, you then want to be doing a refurb to add the value. And the rule of thumb here is for every pound you spend, you want to be adding at least £2-3 of value, ideally three. So that means if you spend 10 grand, you want to be adding 30 grand of value to the property price. Now, once you've done that, you're then essentially going to be looking at speaking with your broker and finding the best timing and the best way of refinancing that property. And when you do that, there will be some additional expenses that you incur. And naturally, the mortgage payments will likely increase because you've increased the value. But the idea is that you would then pull out a decent amount of your money and go again and again and again. And for me, BRR is the lifeblood of property investment because you can do it on a buy-to-let, you could do it on a HMO, you could do it on an SA, you could do it on a commercial unit, you could do it on any type of property. You buy it below market value, you add value, and then you look to refinance and recycle. So how much are you going to need? Well, look, as I've said, if you've got less than 20 or 30, it might be best to start with rent to rent. If you've got 50, 60 and you're in an area where property prices are, you know, affordable, then it could be possible for you to get your first BRR or your next BRR and still have 10 grand left for a couple rent to rents. If you've got more than 100 grand, then absolutely BRR could be a great way to go. And you might even be able to buy a property cash, which is a great way of doing it because it's no finance fees. You can move extremely quickly. As I said, if you've not already, Link in the description. Go and download my 21 Rent-to-Rent Objections Guide. And of course, whatever you do, don't wait 25 years. Get creative. Thanks for listening. For more information, check out simonsmithonline.com. See you next time.